Poetry on the Radio. Today, Michelle Brock.
Passing into Shadow. On a shelf beside the heirloom seeds in the potting shed, his straw hat unravelling. In the afternoon, you'll find him up the backyard, weeding between the rows of beans and sweet corn, or beside the compost heap, adding the dung he collected from the cow paddocks at dawn, all the while marvelling at its richness. If he's not there, he's in the lean-to, fossicking through his gardening tools for his favourite fork, its prongs worn silver thin, or searching for pumpkin seeds he saved from last year's crop. And he says something like, "I couldn't see for looking," when he spies them in a jam jar on the makeshift shelf. He ignores the leather gloves, a Christmas gift he never uses. He prefers to comb his fingers through the soil. And if not there, he's by the side fence harvesting the last summer crop of oranges, or dozing in the autumn sun by the radio he turned on earlier to catch the news, or calling to the butcher bird through winter twilight. For sale, prime development site, post-war house on a quarter acre block, empty and clean.
Mol pis de mis catarhu.
This poem is written as tanka prose. As the name suggests, this form combines prose with tanka poems. Tanka originated in Japan more than 1300 years ago as short lyrical poems written in five lines. I love that such an ancient form is still relevant today. The poem is dedicated to my father, who died in his 99th year in the house he and my mother bought in 1946, just after he returned from the war. Passing into Shadow. On a shelf beside the heirloom seeds in the potting shed, his straw hat unravelling. In the afternoon, you find him up the backyard, weeding between the rows of beans and sweet corn, or beside the compost heap, adding the dung he collected from the cow paddocks at dawn, all the while marvelling at its richness. If he's not there, he's in the lean-to, fossicking through the gardening tools for his favourite fork, its prongs worn silver thin, or searching for the pumpkin seeds he saved from last year's crop. And he says something like, "I couldn't see for looking," when he spies them in the jam jar on the makeshift shelf. He ignores the leather gloves, a Christmas gift he never uses. He prefers to comb his fingers through the soil. And if not there, he's by the side fence, harvesting the last summer crop of oranges, or dozing in the autumn sun by the radio he turned on earlier to catch the news, or calling to the butcher bird through winter twilight. For sale, prime development site, post-war house on a quarter acre block, empty and clean.
Today we heard Michelle Brock on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.